I have to, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to call you back. Bye-bye. Well, happy Monday to you, everyone. Today is when I join my co-host, Mr. James Nemley, at the Building Your Extraordinary Business. And I'm going to go right now to join him.
Daphne.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Well, happy Monday.
If I was doing any better, I would have to pay somebody. Listen, I got our guest on the line. Why don't you introduce him to our listeners? Daphne?
Yes, I hear you. I was just wondering why I was hearing. Okay.
That's the wonders of technology.
Well, hello, Mr. Brian. How are you?
All right, hello.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
yeah.
We're all hearing
yeah.
you, Daphne. Why don't you introduce him?
Okay. I just want to take this opportunity to introduce to each and every one of you a gentleman who I met round about maybe 8 months or somewhere thereabout. I got introduced to him by the phenomenal, the amazing Willie Crawford. Invited me to listen into a webinar. And then I listened to the webinar, Jim, and I listened to this gentleman's story from homeless to Hawaii in 90 days. And I said, wow, he has a message to listen to. And I went on that webinar and I have been following him. He is the founder of Level 5 Mentoring. And without me saying anything else, I just want to allow Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, who is joining us all the way from Hawaii, to just introduce himself and tell the people as much as he wants them to know before we get into the rest of the show.
All righty. Well, I'm happy to. I have a long story, but I can spin it down to just a few minutes here. Basically, here's the nutshell version. I had a lot of success in business and is just as much failure until I had a series of breakthroughs. Basically, had a really rough childhood, really violent, suffering childhood, grew up out of poverty, became incredibly successful at business. I generated about $161 million in 70 different industries, so I was able to make money at will for any company. I could help any company turn their business around, but it didn't work for me. I made and lost 6 and 7 figures 7 times. And this led me, that the pain of this situation led me to going into some really deep inner processes and having some awakening experiences. And now I help people all over the planet, not only with their business, but really personal. I actually have a fundamental belief that there's no such thing as business. It's really a myth. The fact is, we're all people doing our thing. And the person that's running your business is the person that you are. You can't be one kind of person and a different kind of business person. So I help businesses by helping the person behind the business to awaken. And as you awaken and you shift your paradigm into a success paradigm, well, guess what happens to your business? So there's my philosophy and my background in just a few minutes.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Thank you so very much. And I know you have already met Jim. And so without any further introduction and me running my mouth, which I can do for a long time, I want to turn this over to my co-host, Mr. James Nemley.
Thank you, Daphne. Brian, your approach, this paradigm is phenomenal, and I've worked with well over 4,000 businesses in coaching, training, consulting, the whole nine yards for many years. And one of the things that I've become completely convinced about is that, yes, I can give you every kind of business tool, I can give you every kind of system under the sun to get your business up and going, but it's about that inner person. And you just making that statement about, you know, the whole thing about business, you know, push that aside, it's about the person. I fully believe that. I am so convinced of that, only because when you see people who are successful versus people who fail, and you look behind the scenes, if they're doing the same things, then why is one successful or why is one a failure?
Right.
You know, and so when you're talking about transforming that person, your services are incredibly, incredibly needed. Can you explain to our listeners about Level 5 and Level 5 mentoring?
Yeah, I will, and I got to warn you, Jim, that's a really big question. So you may want to cut me off or, you know, divert me a little bit, but I'll give it to you as quick as I can. Here's how I see it.
Take your time. This is about you tonight. Take your time.
All right, cool. Well, so here's how I see it. The universe is 5,000 years ago, the Hindus knew this, and 3,000 years ago, pre-Christians knew it, and 2,500 years ago, the Buddhists knew it, and somewhere around that time, the Aztecs and the Mayans knew it, and today, in our world, our science is beginning to catch on to the reality that it's a little weird to most who haven't studied it, but it's just common every day for me, that the universe itself, the entire world, everything in it, is made up of energy. There's nothing physical. It's all energy. So therefore, you and I are energy. And the thing that we're chasing all over the planet, money, well, guess what that is? That's energy too. And so all of our ideas and, excuse me, all of our beliefs pretty much are garbage. They're pretty much self-destructive and counterproductive to what we want. And so with an infinite universe, you can slice it up an infinite number of ways, but the way I slice it up is that there are four main paradigms, four main worldviews that are nearly universal today. And before we get into those four and then what level five means, let's look at paradigm. Your paradigm is the summary of every single thing that you believe about yourself and your world. And once you get to a certain level of awareness, you'll find that your paradigm is what dictates whether you succeed or not. Your paradigm is what dictates how happy your relationships are. It determines how much money is in your bank and how much you enjoy it. It determines how healthy you are and how long you live and how much you enjoy that. So paradigm being everything, it's really important to identify what paradigm you're living from so that if it's not serving you, you can change it. And I'll actually do a little bit of a gift for everyone who's listening right now. Let me offer you this. If your life is going like a constant miracle exactly the way you want, and if your business is just flowing like honey, then don't think about changing your paradigm. But if there's something that's not working the way you want, there is nothing more important than changing your paradigm. And you can verify that by looking at how many things you have tried that didn't work. Okay, so with that said, now we know the importance of a paradigm, then I see that there are four main paradigms. And the first one is the idea that you're a body, you're a meat suit, and it's you against the world. You've got to do battle, and the world's either going to kick your butt or you're going to win. And it's devastating. It creates a lot of strain, a lot of illness, manipulative, painful relationships, and usually an early grave without a lot of happiness. The second paradigm is mindset. And in self-help and personal development, there's a lot of talk about mindset. It's the idea that I'm not just a body, I'm a mind. I think, therefore I am. And so as I think and strategize and figure it out, I can solve all these problems. Well, this is not much better than just being a body, because you're still trying to strategize and think as if you could solve an infinite universe. It's not possible. All you're going to do is perpetuate your paradigm and find yourself in battle and stress and difficulty. So the third paradigm is the idea of the heart. It's the idea that when I notice, you know, I'm not alone here, Jim. You're here. And Daphne, sweetheart, you're here. And so with that, maybe instead of me doing battle with the world, maybe I could team up with you in love, and we could kind of helpfully work out and try to make this thing work out. It's a lot more evolved than the other two paradigms, but it still leaves a lot out. Finally, the fourth paradigm, the best that mankind has been able to do, this is going to ruffle some feathers, okay, but it is religion. And the way I define religion, I really like to get this one out of the way. Along through history, there have been these amazing, amazing beings who come along, you know, every 500, every 1,000 years or so. They completely wake up. They recognize, oh my gosh, everybody around me is asleep. The universe is energy. Let me help these people. And then once that person is either dies or is killed or whatever, leaves their body, the rest of the people who are all living in the lower three paradigms wrap a religion around it, and that's what the rest of us are fed, is the watered-down version of what these people taught. So every one of these four paradigms has one fundamental flaw, one fundamental toxic premise that holds every one of us back, and that is the idea nobody's perfect. The idea that we need improvement. Look at the phrase self-improvement. It says you need to improve. When, if we back up far enough away from the universe, we realize this universe is made of infinite, unlimited energy that's not good or bad or right or wrong. All of our judgments about it are just counterproductive nonsense, and therefore all of our judgments about ourselves and our fellow man are nonsense that holds us back and ties us up in knots. So in the level five paradigm, which I just created that term to be able to call this something, the level five paradigm is that if the universe is energy and you and I are energy and our business is energy and the money that we want to flow in our lives is energy, what if we dropped all the judgments and we simply realize that this energy is perfect, it's infinite, it's unlimited, it's complete as it is, and it is eternal. We don't even have to worry about it ending. And from this position of level five, we're able to begin creating not only the lives and the relationships, but the business also that we really want to live. And so what I bottom line is, what I help people to do, rather than teaching them a bunch of techniques or having them memorize a bunch of new tools, I help them to shift their paradigm to where they look at life and business from this level five paradigm, and life literally turns into a miracle. Because that's what it always was until we got all these judgments about it.
Tell me something. Now, as folks are applying this, and I know that, you know, I've gone through all the testimonials, and it's amazingly impressive. As a matter of fact, I was going to sign up for the February 2nd webinar, but I'm not going to be here or able to do that. But I am going to catch on to that. I certainly will. But as you're working with people, I'm listening to the testimonies, and I'm hearing people are being transformed within minutes of hearing you're free. And I'm going to repeat that, you're free webinar. what on earth are you imparting to these folks?
Well, let me throw one thing out before I answer it, okay? I don't subscribe to the idea that you don't toot your own horn. That's just society and the government and the media playing their game and laying down rules for us. So I fully believe in blowing your own horn. My favorite quote of any movie is from Superman when he said, "It ain't bragging if you can do it," okay? So I am really proud. I'm really proud. I'm very proud of those testimonials. And I'm really proud of the free webinar that I do a couple times a week live. What I do, Jim, is I actually spend 2 hours twice a week for free taking groups of hundreds of people who register for this webinar from all over the world. The last one I did, I had probably 700 people registered from 30 countries, all 50 states. And I share with them, I take them on a ramp from 0 to 1,000 in less than 2 hours. And I simply show them, here's what you're dealing with, here's the challenges that you've been facing, here's the experiences that you have been having, now here's why. And when they see that, there's always this huge epiphany of, oh my gosh, wait a minute, no one has ever explained this. I mean, I spent thousands of dollars on self-help over the last 30 years, and no one has ever explained this to me. You just showed it to me for free. That's the first half of the webinar. The second half, I take them through a couple of experiences. We do a couple of what I call power processes, where I actually walk them through seeing and experiencing life from level 5, and that's really where the transformation happens.
Wow. I know that Daphne has experienced this, because I know that Daphne was wildly emailing everybody on the planet that they had to get into this free webinar. Daphne, what was your experience?
Well, I tell you, Jim, I had a lot of aha moments, because you know I am one for empowerment and affirmation and all those things. But yet there was a small portion where I was not applying. And I was there saying to myself, it cannot be this simple. It cannot be this simple. And then a close friend of mine, after I finished off the webinar, I called her to explain to her what I had just experienced. And she said, "You have his phone number?" So I gave her Brian's phone number, and she called up right away for a free session. And she has not been the same since then. Because, you know, a lot of times we find a lot of reasons why things is not happening. But not too many of us look in the mirror and said, the reason it's not happening is right here staring back at me. You know, so it's powerful. I want to ask Brian a question.
All right.
What happened, Brian, on your way to becoming aware of this level 5? What action you took when you were homeless and, you know, something had to give? There was a commitment and a sacrifice you made to get this. What was it?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It's a beautiful question, and Daphne, I got to tell you, I'm gonna answer real directly. You already know me. You remember our first phone call together, sweetheart.
Yes.
But
yes.
Basically, first thing is that I gave up on the idea of sacrifice. That word doesn't even exist for me anymore. It literally doesn't exist. I don't believe in it. It's a antiquated word that indicates that we actually have to give something up to get what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that for infinite, that word holds us prisoner when we believe in it. But when we say, wait a minute, I'm an infinite, unlimited energy, swimming in an ocean of infinite, unlimited energy, what's hard, right? So what I actually did was I simply made this decision. I looked back at those 7 business, quote, disasters, and I looked at them with a little bit of awareness, and I said, you know, how was this the best thing that ever happened to me? And I'm offering to everybody listening to this that if you will ask the question from your heart, when something's going on that you don't want, especially if it hurts, if you will ask the question, either how is this great for me or how could it be great for me?
Mm-hmm.
What will end up happening for you is that your mind will, you'll look at the piece of paper and you'll say, I don't have a freaking clue how this could, this sucks. See, this is horrible. But there will come a moment, if you persist, where you'll begin to see, well, this gave me a chance to recognize this that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. And once you have that crack, you'll begin to have this flow of information and insights, because everything that happens in your life happens for you, not to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the revelations. And what I actually did in that moment, Daphne, was I made the decision and the commitment from this moment forward, I will not use my brain. I will listen to my intuition. I will quiet down enough. Because I look back at those seven, again, they weren't disasters, but that's what most people would call them, losing everything seven times. A lot of people would call that a disaster. For me, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me because that's how I chose to make it. But I looked back at them and I said, you know what? There was a moment in every one of these seven situations where my guidance, my intuition told me, don't work with this person. And I listened to my fear and I listened to my conditioning instead of listening to my intuition. So my, if you want to call it sacrifice or the change that I made, was I made a commitment. From this moment forward, I am a master of intuition. I will listen to my intuition with silence, and I will follow that intuition no matter what it tells me. And I'm, Jim and Daphne, I'm telling you that that choice, that commitment to follow my intuition has taken me to a place of miracles that is just almost impossible to even describe, because it's always there. Guess what? We are that energy. This is not a game. I'm not playing, you know, law of attraction or new age woo-woo. I'm telling you, we are that energy. Mm-hmm. And that energy is plugged into the entire universe. So there's always perfect, clear guidance on every topic. It's just a matter of us shutting our minds out enough to actually tune in to our gut, which is where the intuition comes from. And talk about making your business happen. Donald Trump, I read the other day, Trump said, what he does is he interviews, when he's got a big challenge, when he's got a big question, he interviews the people closest to him, committed to not take their advice until after he gets all of the advice, he sits quietly and listens to his intuition.
Brian, I'm happy you mentioned about your intuition, because there was a first piece that you were obedient to your intuition and actually spent a lengthy amount of time in the mountains.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell the people about some of this? Because a lot of people are going to get up and say, oh, he said to do this, and they don't realize the commitment that it took you through to be able to invest in us. What you have developed.
Beautiful. Yeah, I am very happy to tell. Okay, well, that one's long, so I'm going to squeeze this one down too. Okay, check this out. When I looked at the fact that it had happened for the seventh time, and I looked in the mirror, see, I understood the law of attraction. I wanted to blame those sorry SOBs who took me for all that money, but I couldn't, because when I looked in the mirror, Daphne, just like you said, guess what? The
mm-hmm.
only common denominator to all seven was me.
Right.
So I was asking, how is this me? And I looked at my wife at that time, and I said, you know, Joy, I'm not going to make another dime. I'm not going to work again. I'm not going to lift a finger to make another dime or another nickel and have this happen to me again. Seven times, too damn much. And if it happens again, it's probably going to kill me. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to go out on a journey of self-inquiry and asking God, asking the universe, whatever you like to say, how is this me? And when I have the answer of how I created this, I'll be ready to work again. Now, I didn't know when I made that decision that it was going to take me 4 months and I was going to lose my car, lose the Mercedes, lose the house, lose my friends. I didn't know that.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But, so what I did was I put on my shoes the next morning, my backpack, a jug of water, and I went out walking. And I basically, for the next 4 months, every single day, I woke up at sunrise, I walked out the door, I went hiking, I went meditating. I would find beautiful places by lakes or in the woods to sit and meditate, journal. And basically, I was like a bulldog, okay? You picture a bulldog holding a bone. You're not going to get that bone out of that guy's mouth, okay? And I wouldn't let the question out of my mind. And the question was, how did I create this? How is it me? I got a great story about how it was all those people who did it to me, but how is it me? And I had a series of revelations that, first of all, it took me to my own self-esteem and what I had decided about myself based on what my parents taught me and what I learned as a kid, that I was not, I didn't like myself. I thought I was pretty much worthless based on my childhood program. And then that was about 3.5 months in, and then I worked on that one for the next 3 weeks. Wow, this self-esteem, I really felt like I was worthless. Like, if you believe you're worthless, hey, everybody, check your pulse right now. Just stop this whole story and listen and feel your pulse. And I want you to ask yourself this question with total honesty. Do I love myself? Do I feel absolute peace and love for myself, or do I actually have judgment, and do I secretly think that I'm bad, that I've done things wrong, that I deserve punishment, and that I don't deserve to get what I most want? And you're going to find, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're honest and if your bank account is not where you want it, number one, you do not love yourself, because money is energy. It doesn't really exist. It's energy that indicates how much you care about yourself. The amount of money in your bank account is the most perfect indicator you'll ever see of how much you actually love and trust yourself. And so I took that self-esteem. For 3 weeks, I worked on it every day, all day long, chewing on how is it me? How did I create these disasters? How did I do this? And I had this moment where I actually saw that I had, because I didn't love myself, I didn't like myself, I thought all these bad things about myself, I was tuning out and rejecting my own intuition in all seven of those situations. I had a moment where I saw, at a moment where I saw my previous last partner that took me for all that money. I saw him in front of me, and I saw eye to eye the moment on our first day together, the day that he said something to me, and my intuition said, wrong guy, don't do this. And my fear said, but Brian, you've already lost everything 6 times. How are you going to make this work? What are you going to do? How's it going to work out? If you don't, and you better stay. You better at least try to make this work. Maybe you can, maybe, and that's what the mind does. And instead of listening to my intuition, I listened so closely to my mind that I told myself that I didn't even hear the intuition. And I ask you now, once again, I want to give as much value and transformation to everyone listening that I can. Last time you decided to lose weight, and then you found yourself making 47 trips to the refrigerator between snacks, you heard that voice. You heard that voice inside of you. You didn't want to look at the mirror over on the wall when you were walking by because you wanted to pretend that you didn't hear that voice saying, but I thought you were going to lose weight. So really, that's what it really boils down to. And then for the next few hours, I saw all seven of those business partners show up in front of me that had happened over a 15-year period. And I remember the exact precise moment when my intuition told me, don't do this deal, and I didn't listen. I actually told myself I didn't hear the intuition, and I denied it so that I could sabotage myself and live up to my crappy self-image. And I made that commitment. That was when I made the commitment that I told you. For the rest of my life, from this moment forward, I am a master of intuition. I listen to intuition first.
That is remarkable. Ryan, why don't you tell people how they can reach you and how they can sign up for your free webinars?
Let me see. Daphne, do you actually have a link for that?
Okay. I go on to something else, Jim. I'll have to get my... Okay, I think I got it here. They can visit at... go ahead. I'll give it to you, Jim, when I have it. I don't have mine ready, but I will find it.
Yeah,
okay.
I have it.
It's http://discoverwhy.org. And I'm going to put it in my chat room.
And
perfect.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
DiscoverY.org. Perfect.
DiscoverY.org.
And what they'll be able to do there, Jim, is they'll be able to watch a very short video of me telling them about the webinar, how it works, what to expect, and then they can actually sign up for one of the next two webinars that are coming up. We do them on Thursdays and Sundays, and they'll be able to pick the one that's best for them and go ahead and register right there within about 2 minutes.
That's awesome. And folks, remember something, it's free. And one of the things that bothers me about people is that, you know, they see something that's free and they don't think it's worth anything. Well, that's not the case. Brian has to speak to you. And do you hear this echo? Or is that just inside of my head?
Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
Yeah, okay. Brian, when you listen to Brian speak and you give him the opportunity and you open your mind, you then get to a place where you're ready to make that next step, and that's a good place to be. So make certain that you sign up. Also, what we'd like to announce tonight, obviously, is that Brian is going to be one of our speakers at the Vision Weekend Conference 2012, coming up March 23rd through the 26th. So what you're getting tonight is just an itty-bitty taste of what you're going to get March 23rd through the 26th. And as a matter of fact, I guarantee you another thing, if you watch this free webinar, then you're going to turn around and directly sign up and register for the conference because you're going to want to see him in person.
That's right. Brian, what are some of the results you have been getting for those people who have not yet visited the website? What are some of the miracles, as if we choose to label them, that happened after people applied the Level 5 mentoring?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I'll tell you one, the first one that comes to my mind, Daphne, is your friend. She called me right after you and I talked. We did what I call a private one-on-one session. So in addition to the Level 5 mentoring, I do a limited number every month of one-on-one phone conversations with people where I walk them through a challenge. And she confided in me because of her love and trust for Daphne. She immediately opened up with this thing that had been a challenge for decades in her life. It had been a theme in her family and in her relationships. And I asked her a number of questions, and then I kind of teased her a little bit with this challenge that she had been dealing with. And she called me the next day, and she said two people came up. We got off the phone. Two people came up and immediately confirmed with her these insights that I had shared without even knowing that she had been on the phone with me or what we talked about. And then we talked again a couple days later, and her relationships, her life, everything. I don't want to speak about anything personal here,
right?
Because this
right.
was a very it was a very personal issue. But that literally, her life transformed so fast that she just flat couldn't believe it. Then there's another a friend of mine who I have permission to share his name and story, Dr. David Gawain, amazing, just beautiful guy. He's a naturopathic doctor. He goes around the world helping people. But he had this issue with his family. He, as a child, he had been told, look, his family was mathematicians. His mom and dad were both statisticians and mathematician scientists. And he was a very emotionally happy kid. And they always tried to squash that, you know, that, David, no, we're not like that. We're not emotionally touchy-feely people. We're scientists. Son, you got to tone this emotion. You're too emotional. So he learned how to not be emotional. He had actually forgotten that all of that even occurred in his life, and here he was married. He had been with his partner for many years, and she was pretty much done with him because he was never emotionally available. Big surprise, right? His daughter had moved out. His 20-year-old daughter had left 2 years ago, hadn't talked to him for 2 years. His 17-year-old son was getting ready to leave for college. And basically, David knew that once his son left, they had lost their closeness for 3 years. They hadn't been close. It was devastating. He had always been so close to his son. And so with a little bit of inquiry and questioning, he remembered, oh, my gosh, my parents taught me that I wasn't it wasn't safe for me to be emotional. And here I am not being emotional. So we had this conversation, and he let go of this fear of being himself. Within 15 minutes, his son walked in the door ready to talk. Hadn't talked for almost 3 years. They had the biggest reunion of tears and just love, totally transformed their relationship. David called me 2 weeks later, and he was going to do a testimonial, but he confessed that he was still in agony about his daughter. We ended up doing another one-on-one session, and within 3 days, his daughter, not having talked to him for 2 years, he didn't reach out to her. She called him ready to restore the relationship. Now, one last example. A lady who is a lighthouse, Daphne is, Jim, Daphne is what we call a lighthouse. That means a member of the Level 5 program who's ready to step into their power. And there's another lady named Stephanie who joined a few months ago about the same time as Daphne. This lady was dealing with six figures of debt with the IRS. Her income opportunities had just been shutting off. She'd lost 75% of her income. We did a session on one of our webinars with her. And within 48 hours, she said income opportunities were popping up everywhere, and she got a phone call from the IRS canceling, wiping off the books, her six figures of debt to the IRS that had been killing her. She didn't lift a finger. And so anyone hearing that, if they, you know, if they see the evidence, they say, well, that's an amazing miracle. And I say, a miracle is what you call it when you can't explain what happened. But I can explain it. You are an infinite, unlimited being made out of energy, and all of your ideas about why you can't are not true. And so when you let that go and you shift over to this level five paradigm, the walls break down because they were in your mind the whole time, and you are that powerful to be able to actually hold your success away from yourself or let it in whenever you're ready.
That's quite remarkable. I mean, it's absolutely, absolutely remarkable. You know, Daphne, it's a wonderful thing how you set this conference up, and you've gotten someone like the likes of a Brian Ridgeway to come to fly all the way in from Hawaii so that he can address these folks that we're going to have at this conference March 23rd through the 26th. Why don't you tell people more about the conference, Daphne?
Oh, well, the conference is designed for entrepreneurs, wannabe entrepreneurs, and small business people. And here is what some of the things that you can expect when you come there. First, I want to say who should attend the conference. People who are looking to increase their income, they are looking to grow their money, to attract and retain new customers, learn how to understand creative marketing and branding techniques, and how to build your business or personal brand. And of course, we are going to be doing a lot around leveraging social media. We have some of the most brilliant minds that will be collaborating. A few weeks ago, you heard Brian Ridgeway. He's the SEO guru, and he was on, and you heard what he said in one show. So he's going to be there. The conference is designed for small business entrepreneurs, marketers, and sales people. And, you know, I asked last week, I asked a few of the speakers to tell me what can people expect from them. And here are a few things that what some of the speakers said. One says, I teach people how to build a bridge from their current reality to their brilliant future. I show people who have hit the wall personally, professionally, and physically, or even emotionally, how to be resilient. I give people tips and tools and techniques on how to grow their career and business. And that's just from one of our speakers. It is scheduled for March 6th 23rd to the 26th at the Broadway, Millennium Hotel. Tomorrow is the 31st, and that is the cutoff for the Vision Weekend Conference. So we encourage people to visit www.DaphneClarkHudson.com and sign up for your ticket. And the other thing, Jim, people can also sign up to be an affiliate where they can earn money to pay their way to the Vision Weekend Conference.
And that's pretty remarkable. You know, I know that Brian probably has been to about a gajillion conferences before he finally put that behind him. But, you know, the whole issue is that you go to these conferences, they cost a lot of money, and you got to cross your fingers and hope you get something out of it. This particular conference has a couple of features that are extraordinary, and one of them is the fact that with the affiliate program, you have the opportunity to actually invite and get people to come to the conference, which is going to help them anyway. You get them to come to the conference, and for everybody that you get signed up to come to the conference, you get $100. So you could conceivably, especially if you're the entrepreneur you say you are, you can conceivably have your entire cost for the conference covered and still have money left over to visit some of the sites in Times Square. The other part that's unique about this particular conference is the fact that here you are, you're going to have 18 different speakers over a four-day period of time, and you don't have to worry about not being able to see one speaker or another. It won't be a situation where Brian is speaking in one breakout room and someone else is speaking in another breakout room. Each and every individual speaker has their time slot, and every participant will be able to hear everything that speaker brings to the table. So you don't have to worry about, oh, I'm going to have to hurry up and get to the other side of the hotel, so I'm not going to be able to hear everything that Brian has to say. Not only will you be able to hear everything he has to say, but you're going to be able to Q&A him. And then when we have our luncheon, you'll be able to even have a face-to-face and chat with him. So make certain, you know, Daphne was saying that today's the last day for the early bird special. So make sure you get over to that website and get registered. You know, Brian, I'm really looking forward to this Vision Weekend, and I'm really looking forward to your presentation. And I know that people are only getting the very tip of the iceberg listening to you speak about the program tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a blast, man.
You know, as I was looking at a lot of your materials and just reading about who Brian Ridgway is and what he's been through and looking at your program, I couldn't help but just visualize people getting set free. You know, it's so important, especially in today's struggles, that people's, not just their mindset, they need to change. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah. Well, the time is now. There's enough heating up in this world right now that just, you know, treading water doesn't work anymore because people stir in the pot. It's time to get your game together. And just ask yourself if you're ready to be happy, and if you're ready to get to the next level. And I have been to a lot of conferences. I'll tell you what, this much power inside of one facility for a couple of days, for this kind of investment, if your business isn't in the place where you can afford to plunk down this amount of money, you probably need to go and cut some grass or do whatever. Like, because if your business isn't in the place to allow you to show up for this event with this much power for this low price tag, you probably are the one who really, really, really will benefit most from being here. And I'm not being smart, Alec. I'm just telling
you. That's right.
This is one to be at.
I've been at this for a long time, and I can't even tell you how many times I've spoken. I just can't do that. It's impossible. Having said that, I've never been a part of a group this extensive, and especially in the area of everybody being able to hear every single speaker. That's very unusual. It's about this ballroom, and you got to see that speaker over in this room, and that speaker's over in this room, and everybody's speaking at the same time. You know, certainly glad that Daphne had the foresight to spread it out over a long enough period so that everyone will be able to get their message out. And, you know, with 18 folks there, and you're talking about 18 hours of pure enrichment and education, it's virtually like going back to college in a 4-day period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the beauty with this design, Jim, is that people are going to leave there going back with everything that they need to come back with a great testimony the following year. Because they are not going to be missing your portion and Brian's portion. They are getting the entire thing together so that they can go home and implement.
As a matter of fact, Daphne, I'm going to demand that you you make certain that Brian goes before I go on. And the reason why is I need people to be unstuck when I get a hold of them.
All right. Now. Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Brian, why did you say yes to be part of the Vision Conference?
Well, the first reason, Daphne, was because of you.
Mm.
I know that with your heart behind it, you're going to put on an event that's going to have a tremendous value and a tremendous benefit to a large number of people. That's obvious to me. Second is I took a look after that. I took a look at some of the people that you're going to have there. And, you know, to once again, I'm going to talk about the value of the event, okay? If for just for the price tag that you have put on this event, if all they were going to get was the hour with Willie Crawford or the hour with Brian Delaney, if that's all they were going to get, they would be getting more than their money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I know that the people are going to come away with much more than they get, so much more than they're paying for, and I knew that this is something that would be something that I could feel really good about being involved with.
Mm. Well, thank you,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I agree with that. I get $500 for 1 hour training session. When I go out and I do corporate training, I get $500 for 1 hour. You know, and I look at the price tag for this, and I look at how many people, and I look at how much time is being spent there, and I'm saying, my goodness, you want to talk about a bargain? Wow,
yeah,
that's an amazing bargain.
I'd say the easiest mistake someone could make is looking at the price tag and saying, oh, well, if they're not charging any more than that, it's probably not good. Don't make that mistake.
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I'm glad that I speak once and then I'm on a panel, but I'm glad that I'm going to have the opportunity to sit out in the audience and take notes, because that's what I'm good at doing. I'm good at learning, and that's what I need to do at this conference. Yeah, I'll shed some wisdom, but then I'm there primarily to learn.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right. I tell you, they need not to be focusing on the cost, because next year it is certainly going to be at the price tag it is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people
so they better earn their money this year.
Each person on the platform is a high-end speaker. So not because you see that just little tip in the bucket, you're going to think it's not worth it for you to be there.
Yeah.
Well, once more, how can people get in touch with Brian? How can they register for his webinars, especially the free one, to get them up and started? Daphne, you saw that info in front of you.
Yeah, they can go to www.thepeoplesofgod.org and just click on the link. I think you put your name in and your email address, and you'll get a contact back to go to the free webinar. I think Brian is probably out walking. Are you out walking, Brian?
Yeah, I'm actually right beside the ocean, so there's some waves. I got some wave noise right here beside me. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, because it's early in the evening. Oh, we need to tell God, the listeners that Brian is joining us from Hawaii.
Right, exactly. So that crashing sound, it almost sounded like a 747 hitting a building. You know, that was really loud. Daphne, you're going to have to say that again because it was totally obliterated.
Yes. Visit http://discoverwhy.org. You click on the link. When you get there, you enter your name and email address, and you're registered for the free webinar, and you can choose whether you do Thursdays or Sunday, and you just get to join the webinar by going to gotomeeting.com. It's a very easy process.
Yeah.
Okay, back to you, Jim.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's we're going to be wrapping it up in a couple of moments. But, Brian, it was really great having you on the show. And again, I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person. I'm also looking forward to my free webinar. And as soon as I can find a date on there that I'm going to be totally available and I have that 2 hours, I'm definitely going to get aboard and check it out and join the club. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm
perfect.
Really
welcome you on it. Just come with an open mind, and you're going to have a blast, my friend.
Yeah, we all need to get unstuck.
Brian, is there any words you want to give to the listeners in preparation for coming to the Vision Weekend Conference?
What a great question, Daphne. I'll tell you what I would say. I would say, look at where you are in your life right now, first of all. Look at where your business is. Look at where your relationships are. Because when you get a true insight, it doesn't just touch one part of your life. It touches everything. And like I said at the very beginning, you can't be one kind of person and a different kind of business person. What I would offer to you to do is make a list of what you're really not satisfied about in your life and in your business right now. Don't make too much of a distinction between life and business, okay?
That's right.
It's all really one thing. It's one thing. And then make a list of how you want it to be. If you could wave your magic wand and you could make it any way, you could change anything and there was no limitations, I would map that out and I would bring that list to the Vision Weekend. And I would actually bring that as my intention of what I intend to get out of this weekend, because we generally get what we expect. So go ahead and map it out. What are you not happy about? What would you rather change, and what would you rather have your life and your business look like? Map it out and focus on the second set of questions. What do I want it to look like? And bring that list to the conference and watch and compare how you feel heading home compared to how you put it on that list. I think you're going to be very pleasantly surprised.
It's wonderful, wonderful.
Absolutely.
I'm excited that you told us all of that, because people have a lot of times people are going to places of learning, and if they concentrate on their wardrobe to clothe the outside, yet they never clean and prepare the inside and turn up with the right intention.
Right.
So I'm glad
that's that right.
You took the time to tell us about that portion.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it, and I know that it's really going to be a blast, but most of all, it's about really helping people get to where they really need to be. There's too much struggling out there and too many people that are discouraged, and I'm telling you, folks, you have to do this. You really have to plug in. Your life will be changed. Listen, we're going to crank it down now. And Brian, like I said, it was really wonderful having you on. The greatest thing about having these shows every week promoting the conference is that with each week and with each show, we're getting 1 week closer to the conference. So tonight we're 1 week closer. We have another one of our guests that has been here to show you just a little bit of what you're going to get the 23rd through the 26th. Daphne, who do we have on the show next week?
We have no one that is scheduled for next week and
really?
The following week. So we'll need to repeat somebody or less one of those who haven't been on yet can find the time to come.
Oh, so, my goodness. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, folks, stay tuned. We're going to have a mystery guest for next Monday. And that mystery guest will be one of our speakers. So fear not. We are going to have them on. And, Brian, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, enjoy them waves, okay? I'm here on Long Island in New York, so the only waves that we get here are waves of snow.
Right on. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you as well, Jim. Look forward to shaking your hand out there in just a few weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Daphne, you have anything that you want to say before we cut out?
No, just to encourage people to, you know, go register. The time is going by, so get your registration because I don't want you to be saying you wish you had. So
absolutely.
Just go there and get. And for those people who want to be exhibitors and vendors, we want to hear from you as well.
Absolutely. So folks out there, get unstuck, all right? And have a blessed and profitable weekend. Brian, Daphne, good night.
Good night, Jim. Good night.
Thank you for using Blog Talk.
I will rise. Thank you.